This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
That really should be the edited Carrie Underwood. That's tremendous stuff. We got a lot to talk about. I mean, not only are we enjoying the best fall weather ever, not only is your NFL team a monolith where the rules of the NFL don't apply to them, but we are going to really have an amazing day because David has agreed, along with his Uncle Gilbert, to pray for me on Sunday and that the Carolina Panthers beat the Giants for draft preservations. It's just an honor to have that, have Greater Life think that much of me.
And it can be very powerful.
That's it. You know, and as I told Uncle Gilbert, I said, look, you know, if pay for prayer, you know, if Dionne Warwick wasn't above it, then you shouldn't be either. And that's really where we're heading with it. And I'm very excited.
No one's paying for prayer here.
Oh, I did. You already cashed the check. You have to pray.
Oh, is that what that was? Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on. So, listen.
It's not pay for prayer. It's more of a you gave to the building fund.
Uncle Gilbert said he was sending me prayer beads. What happened here?
Okay.
So listen.
Yeah, once again, it's like the old school Tennessee McDonald's bag.
The Jeremy Pruitt.
You don't say, give me money. You simply say, son, you forgot your McDonald's order.
Thank you. So listen. We are going to get to the Lions starting at 2:30 with the Prop Bet Casino. We have two segments, and Rico, much like what he's going to do to his leaves this weekend, Rico's got garbage to take out. So Rico's Roomba is what we're calling this, okay? Rico is dropping the Roomba into the mess. You have a question, and I think this it resonates with the fan base you're going to speak to. I think it resonates with someone like me.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how much we're hurting global relations and in diplomacy, offering Germany Giants Panthers.
Yeah.
You may as well drop all your human waste out of an airplane. Here's the NFL.
Somehow I think we'll see all the T-shirts and championship hats that never got printed at that game.
No, I guarantee you there'll be a German dude in a Daniel Jones jersey the way the NFL operates. But drop Rico's Roomba because you have a more important question.
We're going to get to the Lions later, but right now for college. And David, look, Michigan State's on a bye week. They didn't have high expectations coming into the season. 6-6 was, if you can do that, you're okay, and they're still kind of on pace. Michigan had higher expectations. For Michigan fans, things have not gone the way that you wanted them to go. You don't have your quarterback. You've lost games, and it's not just losing to Texas and Oregon, but now – you're facing Indiana, and Mike, it has the feel of the Devin Gardner game at MSU.
Oh, God.
Where
-48 or whatever it was?
Yeah, where Indiana could pretty much do whatever they want. They are a machine right now. And you're walking into a game where if you win, it's an upset. You're more than a 2-touchdown underdog.
That's the stunning part. State was only an 8-point dog at home. Michigan, 14-point dog to Indiana?
Yeah. So my question to David and Michigan fans out there.
Get that Roomba.
Have you opted out of this season? Does this season matter to you anymore? Are you doing yard work on Saturdays? Is Michigan football appointment viewing? Do you care anymore about this year? Or have you simply just said, nah, I'm done, and you pop in last year's championship game and you watch that for 4 hours? 248-539-9797.
Rico's basically asking, have you pulled a Will Johnson? Editorial, I'm kidding. I have no idea. I just don't care. David, go ahead. I mean, you can't opt out. It's Michigan football on a Saturday afternoon.
Wow, it is miserable to watch.
Come on.
I do still watch every week.
Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, it is bad watching this offense operate and the defense not stop anyone. But it's become, yeah, I'm still appointment viewing.
Or is it like a cutoff point where you're like, you know what, we can go, okay, kids, come on, hop in the car, let's go get some ice cream.
Nope, the entire game. Okay. The entire game.
See, I couldn't do it.
Yep.
I opted out of the state game last weekend. It's not real college football anymore. I never used to opt out, but now it just feels like the NFL, and I'm treating my team just like the Giants. I'm not watching the Giants Sunday morning. What are you, out of your mind?
No, you're not getting up?
No, I'll be up. I'll
little just pancakes
be doing...
and...
Mm-mm. No, I'll be doing other things. Absolutely not. Oh, I'm being dead serious. I understand if people have opted out, but I think it's fascinating because the only reason we're not talking more about Michigan and their collapse is Florida State.
Yeah.
Think about it. You had Michigan, who's going to have the greatest fall from grace of maybe any national champion ever, and it's only covered up by the fact that undefeated Florida State is on pace to go 1-11. In one of the great free falls, regardless of any sport.
Right.
But, like, Michigan's downfall here, Rico said it, guys. Like, that USC game, the further away we get with the USC game, the Minnesota game, forget about the state game. Take that one. It's a freebie. I mean, Michigan has the look of a 3-9, 4-8 team. They're not good. They're bad.
Put it like this. What if I told you, at the beginning of the season, you absolutely needed to defeat Northwestern in the second to the last week of the season to be bowl eligible?
What if I told you David would be the most accurate member of the show when he predicted 6-6 and got absolutely murdered by his own fan base?
Mm-hmm. Not a real fan.
But I have you checked out. And look, I can't. I am not ready to sit here and tell you Indiana's going to beat you that badly. I can't. I mean, do I think you're beating them? No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
But I mean, is that spread indicative of players making business decisions?
I don't think it's no, Mike. I think it's just Indiana's better than you. And that's all it is. Like Indiana, kind of like Oregon, they're not going to call off the dogs. You've beaten them for the last 47 times you've played them.
You know who sounded checked out when I did the morning show today? John sounded like he'd rather not watch the game. One problem. He works for the team.
I'm being sincere.
No, no, I
and John, the maize and blue runs, it courses through his veins. It is John's identity. John played there. He's an alum. Like, he loves the school, loves the program. For John to have the attitude he has, I think John would rather rake leaves.
Mike, the only reason I stayed at that state game against Indiana, because that was the first time I got to actually see Indiana up close to see if it was smoke and mirrors. It's not. I came away with a newfound respect. Like, I thought you were joking. You're like, hey, Cignetti's a serial killer. No, he really is. He really is. And then after the game, bumping into him, like, you, man, there's something wrong with you. Like,
you did not.
I didn't tell him that.
Oh, Jesus.
But no.
I'm like, what are you doing?
No, but you just see him, and it's just like, he almost has like a glow, an aura to him. Like, you know what? He's one of, don't mess with him. Just keep, stay focused. Don't even look his way, because one look into his eyes, and he'll take your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what it feels like.
No, so Rico wanted to ask the question. We got a 4-hour show, and 3.5 hours of it are going to be Lions. And rightfully so. But we wanted to put the Roomba just into the little spare bedroom, let the Roomba do its thing. 2 segments. If you're a Michigan fan, it's going to be one of the most watched games of the weekend. Look, it's Alabama, LSU, no doubt. Georgia, Ole Miss, respect. But Indiana has become must-see TV. Michigan is the biggest brand, arguably, in America, and certainly in the Big Ten. It's going to be a highly viewed game. Your team might be getting fed into a wood chipper. Mm-hmm. Are you deciding to go to the cider mill?
Yeah,
that's basically what Rico's asking you.
Because Indiana, sitting there at, what, 8 or 9 in the college football playoff, knows.
They need to put up a number.
Everybody says, you haven't played anybody. Wait, does Michigan count as anybody? Yes. Good to know.
248-539-9797. David, a few ticket texts, if you'd be so kind.
I'm not completely checked out. It's because I'll be switching channels, but I am not 75% checked out. That is from Ryan.
Yep.
No, I'm done watching, but I still listen to the radio if I'm in the car. Michigan fan or alum, I opted out this season when Harbaugh left with half the coaching staff. That is Phil in Monroe.
You opted out preseason?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Jeez.
There. I'm not done with Michigan. I'll just drink more than usual, Mike, in a truck.
It's actually from Kenny, okay, sitting to your left.
Please don't drink in the truck. Drink at home. Drink on your deck. Don't drink. No, don't do it in the truck.
Someone says, it is hunting season, so I'm going hunting. But even if I wasn't hunting, I wouldn't be watching the game.
Think about how peaceful that has to be compared to watching Michigan football. I mean, honestly, this is that's just old school college football for me on a personal level at a different vibe. This is now disposable. This is a Ziploc bag. You don't sweat throwing one of those out. So like with State, I turned it off for the Breeders' Cup last week. You had to inform me it was 47-10. I go, oh, that's too bad.
But think about this, though, Mike. State didn't have high expectations. So they're still on pace that they can get to 6-6. They got Purdue and Rutgers at the end of the year. Understand.
No, I'm saying it's like, oh, God.
For Michigan, we were talking, okay, you may not win the Big Ten, but are you a college football playoff team? Would you, you know, and no, you're not. When you beat USC, I actually thought, okay, maybe, you know, the rumors of your death were greatly exaggerated. No, they weren't, because it's getting progressively worse. You don't know who your quarterback is. One quarterback just upped and retired in the middle of the season and said, yeah, I'm done with this. So your expectations was a lot higher, and now – you have, if everything holds true, you have to beat Northwestern the weekend before Ohio State just to be bowl eligible, just to make 6-6. You know, the Bond villain Ryan Day is sitting there salivating, waiting for this.
Here's the other thing. We used to talk about the Lions and joke about people raking the leaves instead of watching the Lions at 1 o'clock. Look, it's going to be 60 and sunny tomorrow. I mean, it really, the weather is going to be incredible. There's so many things you could do with your day. Like, I mean, if I were a Michigan fan, I'd rather go for 3 long walks with my 3 dogs than watch those dogs. It's nice out. It's fall. Like, laugh all you want. Here, I don't care if I sound like a goofball. I love a good walk in the fall. It's nice. The sun's out.
Who's laughing?
It's beautiful.
I do it every morning.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying, though. It's like, that to me, like, I would just do something else with my day.
You're right. I'm a horrible dad. I'll be watching the TV while they do whatever they want to do.
No, you're not you're a very good father. You're a terrible pastor. You're a very good father.
you're a lousy Christian. You're a good father.
You were pro double bird, so yeah.
No, I was pro. Don't apologize.
Just pray for me. That's all I need. Please, I need the Panthers to beat the Giants.
Is it going to reach Germany, you think?
Dude, I don't know. You got us, Cade. Come on.
You can't, you know, pray in tongues. He'll hear it.
Yeah, give us a Latin number, will you, please? 248-539-9797. We'll get some of the phone calls in the mix. Prop Bet Casino at 2:30. All Lions. TJ will join us. Sunday Night Football. And a question for Lions fans, where do you even consider the opponent anymore? Or do you just go in off that Super Mario Brothers magic mushroom and the Infinity music cues up?
Yeah. Speaking of college football, are you basically Alabama football in its heyday?
Mm.
Where even when you screw up, you're still better than the other team.
You're going to eat pizza.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.